Blog Talk Radio.
Pick up a chair, sit your ass down, and relax. You are now listening to Life and Shit Radio.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, R. Kelly and toilets, I'd like to welcome you to another installment, a much long anticipated, where the fuck are these guys, installment of Life and Shit Radio. My name is Nas, I'm a Libra, I'm 5'9", I am pretty good when it comes to running from the police, and I'm a native Detroiter. I have my wonderful co-host here with me this evening, who you've all so longed to hear from, who's all been missing. We were kidnapped and held hostage in North Korea. But anyway, hey guys.
Yes.
How's it going?
So it's going pretty fantabulous. And you so you can run. Are you like that guy on Three Strikes? He was like hauling ass.
What?
Running from the police. Can you run faster than him? You think if you and him had a foot race that you would, like, you would beat him?
No, I think he can beat everybody, so that's really a mute question.
Anyway, I go by the Black Pavarotti, better known as BP. You know my story? I was conceived on an opera stage. My parents, man, let's just say that they got real, real freaky. And
wow.
The rest of the story is history. I mean, I'm here and I'm doing all right. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
We always love when you tell that story. It just touches us somewhere very special. And I am Danny. I am Danny's window. I am goddess, queen, hippie, and lover of all, and peacekeeper. And the one that keeps Nas in check, or at least tries to shut him up when I can, when he's getting out of pocket. So, yeah.
First of all, I don't get out of pocket.
Sweet.
You
don't? I've never gotten out of pocket in my life.
Is that your
final
answer?
I'm a quite in the pocket kind of guy. One of my
Is that your final answer? For real? Okay. I'm glad I am not where you are right now, so I don't get struck by lightning. Okay.
And together, we are Life and Shit Radio. All up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. The phone number to call, if you want to give us a call, our number has actually changed. We didn't change it, but it has changed. The new phone number to call is 323.
The new moved with me.
We have moved to Cali. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it moved with me.
443-7217, which that's a little bit harder to remember, but we're going to roll with it. 323-443-7217 is the number to call if you want to join in the conversation. We are all over the place. Just type in Life and Shit Radio. That's LifeAndShit. At gmail.com if you want to send us an email, you got any suggestions, anything you want us to talk about, we can definitely do that. Where else can they find us, Danny?
You can also find us on Twitter at Life and Shit. That is L-I-F as in Frank, E-A-N-D-S-H-Y-T. E? Yeah. So hit us up on Twitter, and as well as Nas.
We are on Facebook. I regularly post updates for the Life and Shit page. If you're on my page, as a personal fan, you can go to King Nazir. I'm always online until they block me. And if you can't find me there, when I'm out of Facebook jail. Otherwise, you can go directly to the Life and Shit page, where you can find all of our information and commentary about previous, past, or future shows. How about that?
Hey. Man, you, I think that there has to be like a record of the most enterings into Facebook jail. I think you probably win that, like, hands down.
You know what? They need an award for that. And then Nas will get the award for being in Facebook jail the most times. King Nas Austin!
I'm not really sure why the government hates me so much, but I think that's who's blocking me. That's who's supporting me. Maybe I'm just a paranoid schizophrenic. Who knows?
What?
I could be a paranoid schizophrenic. I get reported on the regular, yo. Like, if I post Merry Christmas, somebody will find that offensive, and they'll report it, and I don't end up getting blocked.
I sometimes think you'd like it.
No. Not at all.
No?
It disrupts my venting, my venting ports. Tell the world how I feel. It's okay. I got 500 pages.
All right. So what's next, BP?
Yeah, so we continuously are updating and changing things and, you know, just rearranging the things that we do on the show. So just stay with us. Keep rocking with us. We will continue to provide you nothing but the real. We definitely appreciate all the listeners that tune in and, you know, show us love on a regular basis. Even when we are having a crazy time on air, we still try to bring you nothing but quality material. So that's what you can expect from us, you know, on today's show.
And I do want to give a big shout out to the people that have been sticking by us since day one. Yes, we've been gone for a minute. We've been dealing with life shit. Life and shit has been dealing with life shit. So,
yeah, for sure.
We just, you know, we're holding it down. We're going to always come back. I don't see us not coming back, but we are back now. And thank you so much. The prayers with, you know, our, you know, location changings, family passings and things like that. We really do appreciate those that, you know, gave a comforting word and, you know, was, you know, still stuck with us and is still with us to this day. So thank you to whoever is listening in this moment right now. I don't care if it's tonight, then we're live right now, or if it's in a year from now, someone has heard this. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey. And on that note, chicken wing report, chicken wing report, chicken wing report. Chicken wing report, chicken wing report, chicken wing report,
chicken wing report. Lemon pepper.
It's been so long since I've heard that. I feel touched. I want to give a shout out. Give a shout out to my third grade English teacher, Ms. Burgess. Without you, none of this could have been possible. Anyway, yeah. Chicken report. Usually I do some really weird and outstanding stories. I kind of want to keep the general because we've been gone for a while. I think a lot of normal weird news has taken place to the point where we need to really talk about some of that before moving into the other shit. Like, Chinese lady decides to claim blackness and drop a rap album. Let's talk about the regular weird shit for a minute.
Wait. Run that by me again.
Chinese lady decides she's black and drops a hot rap album.
Oh, well, they do come from us, but that's okay.
You talking about MC Chang?
MC Chang Wang.
Yeah.
MC Chang Wang.
Yeah. Fried burger made of animal that we pet so much. Anyway, without sounding racist. Yeah.
He said without sounding racist. Okay, I think we're a little past that one.
Sorry.
Pretty much.
While we've been gone, you guys, OJ, the juice is loose.
They freed OJ, man.
The juice is loose.
Juice,
I'm really happy about that. I'm not really too happy about OJ's behavior, because since he's been out, he's also been banned from a bar in Las Vegas for life for apparently jumping up on the bar and throwing bottles or just wine glasses or chalice down, and they banned him for life, which could potentially be a violation of his probation because he's not supposed to be drunk in public. So, shout out to OJ. Shout out to the two white women that he took pictures with. You know, I'm sure the juice has gotten loose on a couple of different nights, and I don't mean it in that kind of sense, but, you know, the grown people sense. But it's looking like he's on a path to get locked back up if he doesn't chill his ass out. So I'm worried about the juice.
Maybe.
I care. I'm concerned.
I mean, do you think that the juice is institutionalized now, that he's been in jail multiple times? So maybe he's safer behind bars than he is out here in this crazy world that we live in.
You know what? That should never be a statement. That should never, ever, 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 ever be a statement that someone is institutionalized that they don't need to be free. That is sick. That is really, really sick. And that tells us a lot about our justice system.
Listen.
It does.
Me personally, I believe it's two different versions of that. I believe that if you've been in prison pretty much for like 30 or 40 years, that's all you know. It's almost like the Christianity mantra. It's possible to break out of that and to become a normal citizen, but is it likely? Most people, even though they know the truth, they still stick with how they were raised and
then
what they've been knowing.
Then what is the point?
I don't feel it's the point in putting people in prison, period. I don't feel it's the point, period. Like, when I was little,
and I did something wrong,
my mama didn't put me in my room. She beat my ass, and that was the end of it.
No, there are some people that are grounded that don't get whooping. There's a difference. Different discipline styles, and I understand that. But my thing is that if you are going to discipline someone, or at least, you know, you don't correct them, first of all, you got to figure out why they did what they did. Then you got to make sure that they understand what they did. Then you got to make sure that they understand how to change what they did, and if they want to change it, put them in a mindset. To lock somebody up because they did something is not helping them. It's not rehabbing them. It's not rehabilitating them. That's my thing.
No,
so
it's not.
Someone is better off in prison because they're institutionalized means that something went wrong. So you didn't lock somebody up. You didn't help them at all.
I mean, like,
you didn't solve the problem.
And when you, I totally agree. But at the same time, when do you draw the line to the point where somebody like OJ, for instance, since that's what we're talking about, you know, he beat a murder case, number one. Then he goes to jail, which to me was kind of in some ways unfair because it was his stuff that he was taking, even though you know, they were in, you know, a facility where he wasn't supposed to be. And then the way he went in there, okay, I can understand why they would end up locking him up for it, but that's his stuff. How did they get it?
To me, I felt like that was a reason to do it because they couldn't get him on one thing, they wanted to get him on something else. I mean, it is what it is. But as far as O.J. Simpson goes, O.J. has always had this thing that he's not who he is or what he is. He has always felt like he was exempt.
Yeah, I'm not black. I'm O.J.
As a black man, you cannot do and get away with it the same way a non-black person could. You know what I mean? And yeah, he was locked up. I don't think it was like that bad for him or anything like that. But at the same time, dude, you're an adult. At what point do you wake up and understand you can't go out in public and do certain shit? They watching for you. They gunning for you. Keep your ass in at the house and have some friends and family over and kick it like that. Don't go out.
I mean, but you gotta realize, OJ came from the Playboy Mansion, the Playboy era. Like, that's all. He's been partying. All OJ has known for his entire life is white women, partying, cocaine, and football. So you're trying to reintroduce him or introduce him into normal life. That's not OJ. That hasn't been his story.
Well, I mean, it better be his story, or he's going to end up back in the clink.
Thank you. Stay your ass at home. Come on. I'm sorry. I ain't going.
They can't stay home because it's not cocaine and white women there. I mean, they're probably white women there, but, you know.
This is, where is he at? What state is he in?
He's in Vegas. That's a very mixed city.
Yeah, that's a
I'd be like, oh yeah, he's in white woman paradise. But Vegas is pretty big, so I think anyway.
Wow.
Yeah,
anyway,
I mean, it's definitely diverse.
I'm over him. Next.
I know, and if you're just listening in, we are deep inside the Chicken Wing Report on Life and Shit Radio. Feel free to give us a phone call if you want to jump into the conversation or just say, hey, where the hell y'all been at? Give us a phone call at 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the number to call. You can also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshit@gmail.com. You can also hit us in other areas. Just type in Life and Shit in Google, man, and we pop up every time. It's the first thing on the list, so all you got to do is just type in Life and Shit, spell it the way we spell it, and you'll be able to listen to any of the podcasts that we have put out in the last 6 months. So listen in and check out our topics and see what you see. And if you have a comment, hit us on that email. Where else can they find us, Nas?
Normally you guys can find us in the chat on Life and Shit, but I'm currently not sitting in front of my computer. Other than that, you can find us definitely on Facebook, either on the personal Life and Shit page, the fan page, or through my personal wall. I post up links occasionally to the actual fan page. That'll be King Nazir.
When can I stay out of jail?
When I can stay out of jail. This is also correct.
Facebook. Danny?
Oh, my bad. You can also find us on Twitter.
And you dropped the shit out of that baton.
I really did. I really did. My bad. I'm sorry. I went a daze. My bad. you can find us on Twitter at Life and Shit. That's LifeandShyt. And yeah, Twitter.
Yeah, man. Anything else for the Chicken Wing Report, Nas?
Yeah. Actually, and this should be a pretty interesting topic. Everybody's probably heard about it by now. But Harvey Weinstein, is that right? Likes to pull his penis out and jack off our people. So I didn't even realize. I'll be honest with you. I like watching movies. I'm really a big movie buff. But I never really knew who this dude was. I didn't really know. Like, I really don't pay attention. Like, you know, you get credits and they show key grip and microphone holder and, you know, ball, rubber, it's all kind of, you don't never really pay attention. So once I found out who this guy was, I was like, whoa, Kimo Sabe. And apparently it's like 50 or 60 some odd women now that are popping up saying that Harvey either smashed unwantingly or just kind of whipped it out, did his thing right there in front of him. My thing about it is, I'm not saying that I deny it. I'm taking the same amount as I take with Bill Cosby. If we talk about one or two, yeah, whatever. It was 50 or 60. Come on now, tighten up. But my thing is, I'm going to be biased in my question in the same way, or not biased, same way I am with Bill Cosby, I'll be with Harvey. Why the fuck are you waiting 40, 30 years to say, oh, he hit it, and I didn't want him to hit it, and it happened in 1988 when I had an afro? Come on now. I'm just saying.
You have to
remember too that, I mean, they're in the business, so of course at that time, you know, and that's just like in the workplace, because if you notice, like a lot of companies now are pushing that, you know, sexual harassment thing real tough, because actually that's been going on for a long, long time, but now people are starting to come out with that because women, they don't want to lose their jobs, and they don't want people to look at them a certain way, you know, or anything like that. So they feel like, okay, well, maybe he made a pass at me that was kind of inappropriate, but I can kind of deal with it. But then when it happens multiple times, you know, it's kind of like, all right, you know, you doing
but
too
you,
much.
You got to go a little deeper than that. You got to go a little deeper than that, because the thing is that since Hollywood's conception, there has been the infamous casting couch. we all know about the infamous casting couch, whether we want to admit it or not, whether we see it or not. We know that there are sexual favors that are passed around in this industry for you to get what you want. We know that.
True.
We know about, you know, people who have slept with certain people to get a part or get a role or whatever, because that was what was required. We also know that there are many people that know what's going on and that will cover it up. That is the problem that is going on right now. It's been covered up for so long, which is why I'm trying to figure out, why is everybody so shocked and appalled that this has been going on? It has been going on. Like, it's not like this has been a secret.
I mean, but
people,
the thing is,
look at people who get married all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden after a project is done, they're divorced. Or they're together during a project, and all of a sudden they're not together anymore after the project is done. This has been going on for a very long time, and it has been a man's world, so therefore a man has been able to get away with it, and he's got other men that will cop for him. No one's going to believe you. If a woman does go forward, who's going to believe her? Harvey Weinstein is a very, very powerful man in the industry, and when someone says something about him, he's got a whole bunch of people that's willing to go to bat for him, even though they know he's a butthole.
But here's the thing.
But
like, time is not going to erase
power,
that.
They'll let him do it.
So you said if one person said something about it, and not, you know, Harvey Weinstein has the most money or whatever. Okay, so if one person said something in this day and age, and it started a wildfire, and now Harvey Weinstein is actually on the cusp of having charges brought against him. So using that mentality, if this one person had said something against him when it first started, when it was only like 10 victims instead of like 100, then that would have saved the lives of 90 other women from having to go through that. So
but there were
those
that did say something, and it was covered up. And that was the thing that people are not looking at. There are those women that, when it did happen to them, said something, and they were shut up.
No, or that, how about this? There is another option, too. There were the women who it happened to, and they were cool with it because it advanced their careers.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay, so, and I get exactly what you're going to. Everyone has a choice in their life of what they're going to do. You are a part human being. You control yourself and no one else. So you're saying that if this man who is very, very powerful says, in order for you to get this, you must do this, and she's not really wanting to, but in order for her to do what she needs to do, you never know what the situation or the backstory is or whatever, she does it. She's looked at as, okay, she shouldn't, well, she's horrible for doing that. What about him? No one ever looks at him.
I look at it she's a prostitute, he's a judge. They're on equal playing field. Both of them are supplying a service to get or give something in return. Same thing. In this case, it would be a multi-million-dollar Hollywood role, or in the Streetwalkers case, it would be $20 or $30. Same difference.
Yeah, but you also have those that have to do it because of fear of retaliation.
But I'm not talking about the ones of fear. I'm saying there needs to be a separation.
Who says that
if Harvey
wasn't fear?
If Harvey raped you 30 years ago,
wasn't fear?
Here's the thing. If Harvey raped you 30 years ago and you profited off of his connections, you should immediately be dismissed because you're a prostitute whose well has run dry, and now you're trying to get back at him for rape. Now, if he just smashed you unwarningly and tossed you to the side, or whatever the case may be, you was just an intern who just happened to run into Harvey Weinstein's dick and didn't say anything about it because of A, B, and C, he should be prosecuted for that. But if it was something where you benefited from it, I don't give a fuck about the gender. If you're wrong, you're wrong. You was wrong for taking the dick and not saying nothing and getting paid, and he was wrong for giving you the dick or offering you
But the thing is, there were those that did say something.
Right.
And they were shut up.
Where they at, though?
They were told to shut up. They weren't believed.
That's theoretical.
Huh?
That's
no, it's
theoretical,
not theoretical.
I know,
it's been proven. Well, you've got women that have come forward and said, I did say something. And it's been proven that they did say something and it was swept under the rug.
You
That's
said
what I'm talking about.
So So how is it you saying something in 2017 and everybody hears you? I just, like, that just don't fly with me. Because if I say, if I say suck my dick in 1998,
and I said something, and you tossed it, and you all tossed it under the rug, then what?
That makes even less sense, because Harvey Weinstein has only gotten more powerful as the year is going on. So if the rape that took place in the beginning of his career or in the middle of his career, before the Transformers and all this other bullshit.
Hold on, no, because what you have to understand is not just him. He comes from a family. The family
and his brother
is the Weinstein family. It's not just him.
Right.
He's piggybacking. Listen, he's piggybacking off of his family. His family is powerful in itself. So don't you think that they're going to go to bat for theirs?
His family.
Of course, I mean,
they have a lawyer team
that's, you know.
Thank you. That's
to
what
none.
I'm saying.
So,
it's
yeah,
not,
that, I mean, that's they're going to take care of them no matter what.
Thank you. It's not about when he first started his career. When he first started his career, he already had family members that had him set for life.
I think his lawyer basically was writing checks, and a lot of them checks didn't get on. I think out of the 100% of the women that Harvey Weinstein did forcibly have sex on, I think about 60% of them, just off of numbers, me personally, what I believe, and knowing about the Hollywood scourge, I think 60% of them profited off of it. I think out of them 60%, maybe 10 or 15 were able to make long-standing careers off of it, which means you still got a good 40 to 45% of women who went broke, and now they're turning around trying to get a couple extra dollars and make a name for themselves. That's what I believe. And I think for that whole group of 60%, their whole case should be flushed down the fucking toilet, and we should deal with the 40%
who
actually were just raped.
So just because she profited off of it doesn't mean that it didn't affect her?
Doesn't matter. You got the dick.
Yes, it does.
You got your
matter,
career.
Honey.
You got some money.
Take away the
same as a prostitute.
Or the emotional status of anything with no damn money.
Same as a prostitute. So that's basically just like saying that the men who go and use the Hollywood or the Moonlight Bunny Ranch out of Vegas, they should be prosecuted
right.
too, because a lot of those women are emotionally damaged and scars too, and it only makes it worse every time somebody pays them for some pussy. So they should be penalized too,
but
right?
I mean, come on, that's a totally different thing, though, Nas.
Make it make sense.
That's a totally different thing. Because they're actually there to provide
that service.
You're
making money. You're making money off of sexual favors.
It is not that black and white, honey, because what you're saying is these are women that this is their profession. Their profession is to have sex with these men. That is what they choose to do, and it's legal where they do it. These women are trying to have a career, and this man has pretty much strong-armed them into doing something that they really don't want to do, and they don't feel like they have another option. And then when it happens and it gets out of control, they want to say, no, you need to listen on this one, because I can't do that with you. I've been there, done this shit. You cannot dismiss that. Like that. When you are trying to go for a career as a woman and you cannot have the same things as men does, and you go for those things and they try to strong arm you into doing something, it gets out of hand, they get their lawyers into it and they pay you off to kick you to make you shut up, because other if you don't, they will ruin your life in essence. So you take that money and now you're sitting there still with your feelings and your emotions and everything else. And you're trying to figure out how you're gonna get on with your life. Yeah, you might get on with your life, but that does not take away the fact that you feel violated.
That's not every case. And then again, I can't roll with that because I can't trust the credibility of a woman who profited off of this. Because here's the thing, me being who I am, if I'm raped by, let's just say, Steven fucking Spielberg, I'm not going to use his connections to blow up.
You are a man, so therefore you cannot really even give me, you can't speak on that.
I can't hear none of that makes any sense to me. It may just be a thing of just... Maybe that is a thing. Maybe it's just a gender thing, but none of that makes any sense to me. Because if a dude told me, hey, bro, I got raped a couple years ago by Steven Spielberg. I made $250,000, but, you know, I'm emotionally damaged from it. Why the fuck? And I say, why did you say anything? Why did you make money off? Why did you continue to shoot movies with
it? You're
well,
I
mean,
it make no sense whole thing. You sitting there talking about, like, somebody saying, yeah, I got raped or whatever, and I got money off it. Nobody's talking like that.
They don't have to. They managed to show what they got. They don't have to talk about it.
No,
well, I don't have to post it on Facebook.
You got to look at it like this, though, Nas.
We're going to agree to disagree on this one because I can't even go with you. Honestly, I'm looking at you sideways, bruh. I really am
I see where you're coming from, Nas, but I also see where Danny is coming from. So, Nas, you're basically saying, like, you know,
Because when it first happened, they didn't say, you know what, Harvey Weinstein is touching me inappropriately, he's groping me, all kind of stuff, he's doing this. He's even, you know, tried to take it to the next level with me. And, you know, you're saying that, okay, why not mention all that in the beginning instead of, you know, okay, I'm going to let you do all of that. I'm going to do this movie, get the box office money, and then say that you did all that. I get that. But at the same time, though, you're a professional. So in some aspects, when they're contracted to do a certain job, they have to still follow through with that contract. Even if they're going through, you know, some sexual harassment claims.
Okay.
You know, now there is probably a side part that they can, like, you know, report it or whatever, but they still have a job to do.
I get that, and I understand it. And I also understand there are such things as NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. But here's the thing. NDAs between a private person and a corporation such as Miramax do not supersede laws of rape. So once you got done shooting your movie, making your couple million dollars, you could have walked your happy ass right into the state attorney's office and said, hey, Harvey Weinstein raped the shit out of me while I was shooting that movie. But you wait until after five or six movies, three or four talk shows, five or six reality shows, and you finally go broke. Oh, by the way, it's 2017. Harvey raped me, and I'm emotionally damaged by that. That shit makes no sense.
Okay, and there are those, like, those are Ashley Judd, who actually did say something. I don't know if it was Ashley Judd. It was. I forgot what celebrity it was. But she said something when it happened. And she was shut up. And they didn't believe
her.
They gave her money to shut her up.
They gave her money, and she took the money.
Okay, but they already changed what
happened. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with this?
The extension of money does not take away the fact that she was violated.
But here's the thing. If you rape me, you can't pay me to shut my mouth. If there's not a check you can write to say, you're $60 million. All right, well, let me shut the fuck up. No, nigga, fuck your check. I've been raped, and you're going to prison. You don't pay me
and
for rape.
So you're trying to tell me that he would actually have gone to jail when she said something?
You know why nobody knows?
And this is the thing.
There
is record of when she said something. There is record of when she said it back then.
So I was looking at this article, and it's from TheGuardian.com. It says prominent stars were among the first individuals on the list to testify publicly against Weinstein. Among those named were the actress Rose McGowan, after speaking out, accused the producer of raping her. Another was Laura Madden, who told how Weinstein pestered her for massages at hotels in Dublin and London, beginning in 1991. McGowan and Madden were among the first to speak out against Weinstein last month. A typed note on the documents appears to suggest that by February 2016, Madden had already been targeted by one of Weinstein's hired investigators. Her view of the producer says the note that he's very bitter. Another name is Zelda Perkins, a London-based production assistant for Weinstein's Miramax film company. You did mention that earlier, who left the firm's London offices on Brewer Street. She says that enduring years of sexual harassment by her boss, the last month Perkins revealed that she had broken a confidentiality agreement to describe alleged sexual harassment by the Hollywood producer. So you know what they did was basically say that anything that happens in here, you can't say nothing about it. So that answers your question, Nas. That's the reason why they're just now coming out.
No. But here's the thing, under contract, they couldn't really say anything.
You got a private investigator going after people, watching people. You don't know what they do to people.
Here's the thing. This is what I said earlier. An NDA is the same thing as a contractual agreement, a non-disclosure agreement. That means that anything that happens in this company, any trade secrets, anybody get a booty rub, peed on, whatever else, that stays within this company, or I have the right to come back and come after you financially. That does not state that anything that happens here illegally, you can't report to a state attorney's office. The reason why they did not report that is because they would have been able to be sued. So you're telling me that if you rape me, and I don't, and I'm supposed to be that scared to be losing some money to the point where I don't say
it's
nothing?
Not, honestly, I don't really think it's really about losing money. It's a, listen, Nas, hush, God, man.
I'm confused. I'm so confused.
If you will listen. Goodness, man. Okay, I don't think it's about the money. I think it's about power. You got to think about it this way. If I go and I'm working with Harvey Weinstein and all of a sudden he does this and I'm appalled and everything else and I decide that I want to press charges or whatever and everything else, but I still decide that I want to work in this industry, that might not necessarily be possible because there is a such thing as blackballing people. There is a such thing as somebody calling someone saying don't work with them. There is a such thing as saying this person can no longer work in this industry. They are blackballed, period. We've seen it happen. So do I make the decision of saying, no, I'm not going to do this and I'm going to be blackballed, or do I take the money so I can at least still work?
So do you know what I hear?
Provide for my family. Huh?
You know what I hear? You know what I hear when I hear
what
that?
Do you hear?
I hear, am I going to violate my morals for a couple of dollars and to pursue my passion? Or am I going to say, hey, that shit was inappropriate, and no matter what happens to me in life after this point, this is something that I cannot deal with because this is against what I believe in. That's what that says.
And
so
that
basically, again,
that is a decision you would make. Not everyone is going to make that decision, and not everybody can make that decision, Nas.
And what I said was
that's
for the 60% of the people who...
what you would do, and I totally get it, what you would do. I get that completely, but not everybody is you. Not everybody will react like you.
Right, I'm a vocalist, I'm a singer. I understand, I completely get it. But what I said earlier when we were first talking about this is for the 60% who did profit off of this, who said, I'll be kicked out of Hollywood if I say something, and, you know, at least I make a couple dollars for my family or whatever the case may be, or pursuit or whatever. For those people, their cases should be immediately dismissed, regardless of the emotional damage that was done to you because you did not speak out and you profited from it. Your case should be dismissed. Simple. For the 40% of the people who it didn't happen to,
if I am violated, regardless of whether I accept money or not, I would still violate it, correct?
Wait, what?
Did you hear what I said?
You hear that? That confuses me. Did you hear what I said?
That was a valid question, right? If you, if I've just been violated by someone, whether I have accepted money or not, was I still just violated?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You cannot take away the violation just because money was accepted.
Right. And so again, that's why
but
I bring up
saying,
that's why I brought up
hearing, but what that's what I'm hearing from you, what I'm hearing from you is if you accepted money, you're not violated.
But see, and that's why I brought up Moonlight Bunny Ranch, because the women that work in that particular arena, and prostitution goes off over ever. It's not just the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. But I'm just saying about that one more in particular, because that's one that's well known and legal. It's not like Mack and D-Wick or some street corners you may know of. So those women that work
no matter what my profession is, if I'm violated, I'm violated.
I don't know of a single woman. I've never met a single woman who woke up one morning and said, "I want to fuck for a living." I never knew of one. All of those women come from sexual violations. Those women come from sexual violations.
I know a lot of women that are in a sexual profession and it has nothing to do with being violated. It's actually more about awareness.
I didn't say sexual.
It's
I didn't say sexual
awareness.
Profession. I said fuck for money.
That's a
sexual profession could be selling toys. That could be selling toys. You could be selling sex toys being a sexual profession.
No. I'm not talking about someone who's just selling toys. It's a sexual profession. Does not mean that they've been violated.
I think they all been violated.
It's about
acceptance.
Just because you don't approve of it doesn't make it bad.
I don't know. I think Harvey Weinstein needs to go to prison. I'm definitely with Harvey going to prison. I'm definitely not with any of the women who made millions of dollars after his rape or violation or whatever the fuck they should be. I think they should be throwing the fuck out. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And I would say the same for any of Bill Cosby's accusers. It's the same thing.
And there you have it,
Lexington
Radio. We know how to agree to disagree or to slightly agree on certain things and not agree on other things. That's how we do here in Life and Shit, because that's just how life is.
What is this?
And that's pretty much how it does work.
Mm-hmm.
In all aspects. So you know what? Two months from now, I'm gonna say that I was violated, and I'm taking it to court. I'm gonna just say 2 months later, like my boss tried to grab my dick.
You can never say it was me. You can never say it was me.
And I didn't feel uncomfortable. I felt uncomfortable with that. So, court we go. So I can get my settlement money.
You guys do realize
it wasn't
a particular report, right?
I don't know, man. Apparently this guy was like, he was really getting it in though. Because the list is comprised of about, like, 85 names.
Yeah, he was fucking his life away.
So he was definitely getting it in. Another former Weinstein employee, Laura O'Connor, who documented several allegations against the producer. So this is a lady that worked with Weinstein, and she actually did report it. So now, like you said, some of them coming up now, but she's been reporting this since 2015. And in one of those memos in which she described a toxic environment for women working at Miramax. Another named U.S. actress, Catherine Kendall, she revealed how a naked Weinstein literally chased her around his New York apartment. Now, the only question I would have about that one is, why were you at his apartment, first off?
What was her position? Did it say?
It's just she was an actress, so she was probably in one of his movies.
Okay, there are many reasons why you would go to a producer's house or whatever, but that still doesn't
okay,
give
well,
him the reason.
Okay,
well,
so like, where do you draw the line though? At the point where homeboy drops his trousers or whatever. I mean, at that point, you got to know that it just got real.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but
at that point, you got a decision.
But they did say that he would, like, stand in front of the door and stuff and stop them from leaving.
Yeah, and see, that's where it becomes a violation.
Exactly my point.
If you're doing that type of stuff, that's a little weird.
But that's my point. It's not like, oh, we just had sex, and now, no, this is some shit that he's done, and these women were trying to get away, and he wouldn't let them.
And then, listen,
that's why
this is something else. This is another part of these stories that's really blowing my mind, because I've been seeing a couple of them that came across and said that he forced them to make them go down on him, to suck his dick, basically, in layman's terms. Here's the thing. I know a lot of women. And then a single one of them, who I'm just going to forcibly put my shit in their mouth, and they going to suck it. You know what I'm going to end up with? I'm going to end up with my dick bit off. Let's just be real about it. I'm going to end up with my dick bit completely the fuck off, spit out, in agonizing pain while she walks out of the door that I was previously standing in front of telling her she couldn't leave. How do you force somebody to suck your dick? Mind blowing. Mind blowing. That is absolutely no excuse for that. No excuse. Did your jaw stop working? Like, how does that happen? How do you force somebody to suck your dick?
There are ways. You never know. Like, honestly,
where do
you go? What do you mean?
Where are these ways? How can you force somebody to suck your dick? Explain that to me.
When you become as powerful as he, then we can ask these questions.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
that's because
your jaw stopped working.
I guess he.
The more powerful you become?
I guess he wasn't, but he wasn't discriminating, because there's also 43 men are named on this
mm-hmm.
list too. So he was just getting everybody.
I'm lost.
43 men and 48 women.
I'm lost.
Not
I'm
everyone
lost
is headstrong. Now you are a headstrong person. You are a person
I'm biting dick off. Somebody forced their dick in my mouth, I'm biting it off. I'm gonna go tell my story on my film.
Nah, you are a very rational person and you think about stuff like that, not everyone thinks like you do. That's the reason why certain shit that does happen in this world that we've seen are like, what? Yeah, shit happens. Doesn't make it right.
The same story talks about him basically mind fucking some of these chicks into doing, you know, what he wanted them to do, and it's pretty much he was basically using his power as a tool to, you know, get what he wanted, and it was working. You know,
yep.
I mean, it's easy to kind of say, oh, well, as soon as somebody did that to me, you know what? I don't care about working in the industry no more. I'm going to report this guy. Think about it, though. If you really are wanting to be in this industry, you know, are you gonna immediately be like, nope, I don't appreciate you pulling your dick out and slapping it in my face. I don't appreciate you doing that. So I'm going to report it, and that's it. I don't know. I mean, that's a hard pill to swallow. No pun intended.
I love you. You always bring such a different perspective to things.
I'm just saying, man. This is Life and Shit Radio. This is what we do all day long and all day strong, all up in your eardrums. Man, we got about what? Not too much time left on the show.
Like,
yeah,
13 minutes?
So look,
man, we didn't even get to our topic, but that's all right.
I told y'all, look, and you were worried about the chicken wing report. Like, see, I told you, I had a lot of weird shit been going on. It's a whole bunch of other. Chris Brown dropped the album. It's got 45 songs on it. It's all kind of other shit that we can talk about. That's just normal, regular shit.
Right. Hey, don't go to Chipotle.
For more of this, we're going to definitely be catching up on everything that has been going on over the last 2 months that we have been away. Again, we love you. Thank you, guys. So, yeah, what else we got to say?
We need to just catch up. What the hell has been going on in the world?
Everything.
I want to give a 5-minute dissertation, if at all possible. It may not even be that long, but I talk fast. And I just want to get this off my chest. So, I never like to talk about other people's issues as it relates to what caused a particular behavior with myself. I always like to talk about what I did or what I could have did to improve the situation. And if that person decides to reveal and say what they did to cause the behavior, then, you know, that's a whole other conversation. So moving forward, what's been happening with me on a personal level? As you guys know, some of you know, anyone who follows me on Facebook, had a 5-year marriage. It got a little crazy. Things happened. The marriage is no longer in play. I moved on, met a wonderful young lady, and I would say based on things that happened previous to me, not even with the marriage or whatever, just personal shit that I'll probably get into a lot more in depth next week that I kind of want to touch on. I made some pretty piss-poor decisions. I dealt with a lot of insecurity, let's say that, which I'll delve into next week and give you a full overlay of it. But dealing with insecurity. So I have this thing in my mind to where I'm automatically paranoid that any woman that I deal with is automatically going to be on some bullshit. So I plan for a plan B, if that makes sense. I always have a plan B.
So basically, you had your main, and then you had one in its, waiting in the wings.
In the clip. Yeah, and in my mind, it wasn't a thing for if she decides to pop off, but when, because that's the way it works out in my mind. So I've been dealing with a lot of personal issues on that in my own relationship. For those shortcomings, I would like to apologize for those. And I learn from my mistakes. I'm a quick learner. I bounce up like round ball. Shout out to Jay-Z. I'm getting my shit together.
Okay.
You know, on a personal level. So, you know, for those, again, who follow me on Facebook, y'all might see me ranting and raving on there and going through a whole lot of shit. I talked to Danny. I talked to BT this weekend. You know, went through some emotional kind of baggage. And it was a range of fucking emotions. It was a rainbow of fucking emotions. Just know that I'm a work in progress. And for all the perfection that people think and they see, look to me for leadership and guidance and whatever. Nas, you just say the shit that everybody want to say or whatever else. Just know that I have my flaws too. I wear an S on my chest, but just like Superman, Kryptonite fucks me up as well. So I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm getting my shit together. So for anybody who was hurt during that period, I want to extend my sincerest apology and give you a guarantee and promise that I will strive to be a better person, a better Nas, a more hospitable Nas, a less angry Nas, a less whorish Nas, however you want to put it. Doing all that.
Okay. I guess that kind of sums it up.
So yeah, coming in the show next week, man, we definitely will have more heat to bring to you. We kind of just took the chicken wing report to a whole nother level, which we tend to do from time to time. So, you know, it is what it is, but definitely stay tuned because we'll be breaking down, you know, relationships and the ones that kind of go south when one of the parties involved falls to the wayside or basically slips into some other junk. I'll just say it like that.
Otherness.
Is it right? Is it wrong? We don't know. We'll talk about it though and try to figure out what are the keys that when you do catch your significant other slipping into some bootay, what do? Do you keep them? Do you stay with them? Do you work it out? And if you are going to work it out, what are the steps that you take in order to keep that thing going?
And that's going to be on next week's show because you already know I got a whole lot to say. I done been buried a long ass time and been through a lot of shit that honestly people get the game twisted. And until you really understand what it is to have a relationship, what it means to be in a relationship with someone else, you shouldn't be trying to do it. You don't go into a marriage unless you know what you're really going into. It's not about a day of we become one. It's about a lifetime of shit. Like it or love it or hate it, it's still about going through it and getting through it and learning from it and still loving each other. So if you can, you can. If you can't, and that's fine too. Some people are just not meant. It's okay. That person was a lesson to teach you something so that when you go into your next one, you won't make the same mistake. But we're going to talk about all of that next week.
Any shout outs? Anything you want to give, Nas?
No. Shout out to America. Shout out to the red, white, and blue. Shout out to Colin Kaepernick for taking the knee. Mad love. And shout out to our listeners. Love you guys. Thank you for being a part. Tune in next week. It's going to be an emotional show. That I can guarantee. A little hot, a little heated, a little loving, a little crying, a little fun.
What?
Yeah, I can't with Nas, man. He just the only one on a regular basis. Hey, I want to give some shout outs, man. I'm going to give a shout out to the Detroit Lions to beat the Bears today. Shout out to Detroit. What up, though?
I'm not supporting the NFL
right now.
I'm a Detroit
fan,
man.
I just want to give a shout out for that. Shout out to our listeners out there in Turkey. What's cracking? I don't even know what language they speak in Turkey, but what's up?
They probably speak English.
And also, shout out to our listeners out there in Indonesia. We appreciate you checking in for us. We see you out there, so, you know, word bond or licky licky lucky lucky or whatever you guys say out there. What's happening?
Wow.
Well, shout out to my two co-hosts, man. I love you guys. Y'all already know this, you know, a little emotional, little teardrop to the eye. But yeah, man, it is what it is, you know, life and shit. We just continue to keep it moving, and we appreciate all the listeners that check in for us. We got to get our London blokes back, get y'all back in the mix. We got to get them blokes back. But yeah, man, that's what it is. You got any, Danny? 5 more minutes.
I do. I want to give a shout out to my cousin that just got here from Albuquerque. I'm so proud of him. He is already starting a new job tomorrow and just got here last week. And he's going to flourish and just be so fabulous. I love you, Courtney Coco. Here's to a lifelong or another lifetime of love and success and prosperity. I love you, my Coco. I also want to give a shout out to my son. My son Josiah turned 21 on the 6th of November. My baby is 21.
Hey.
Right. I cannot believe it. And also while we were gone, I became a Gigi to my grandson. His name is Noah Cortez Milton. He is named after my brother that just passed in June 16th, Cortez Milton. So, to my brother being back within my grandson and to that cutie little thingy, he's getting chocolate already. He's so cute. Give a shout out to my husband, to my him, who's been holding me down. And I hold him down, and we get through this, and we're going to get through everything together. And my two children that are in Chicago right now, I love you, my Pooh Bear and my Mika Mama. I miss you guys so much. And that's that.
Hey. And that is that. So keep checking in with us. Like we always say, you can tune in. We do this live every Sunday. Sunday fun day.
And we also got some more stuff coming your way. I'm working on some stuff. We're going to have some skits and everything. And somehow, some way, I am going to get the Life and Shit Radio, all of the hosts, in one room, one way or the other. And we're going to do some stuff.
Hey.
We're going to start doing some visuals for you guys. So be on the lookout for that. The first skit up
so you
is
can match up
it's
the faces, the voices with the, I mean, the faces with the voice
yeah,
with face.
So... be on the lookout for the first skit to come out. Me and my boy Javon are putting together some things for visuals. So yeah, stay tuned.
Any last words and I before we wrap this boy up like a bow?
Tupac forever. He's alive.
Final
in Cuba.
You said what?
That's all I got. Tupac's alive in Cuba. That's all I got. I met him.
You don't have any final thoughts?
Yeah, Tupac's alive in Cuba. Those are my thoughts.
Hey, I got one last thought. So I went to go see, you know, and I heard that the box office was disappointed with the movie Justice League. I went and saw that last night, and it was actually really good. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but...
Well,
I like the
we
movie.
Already
it
know
was...
those that do those reviews are the ones that are filmmakers that couldn't make it. So I don't necessarily listen to them. I listen to people that like you and my nephew. My nephew gave it a solid 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I give it a 7 out of 10 because it was some parts in it that they could have did without. You know, there was other parts they probably could have added. But also as a hint, you also need to stay in the movie theater, even when the credits are going, because there's a special surprise at the end that you won't find out if you get your ass up and leave. I stayed all the way until the credits stopped rolling and they turned the lights on. And they show like a small little excerpt of what possibly may be a Justice League 2. So just putting that out there. If you go and see it, you know, because it's already dropped this weekend. So if you go and see it, make sure that you stay through the whole thing so you can see the little extra video that they have. And that's it.
All right. We got 55 seconds left. So with that being said, do something nice for yourself today. Take a couple moments, take a bath, have a drink, meditate or whatever, and just feel the evening and enjoy it. Peace and love.
Deuces, and we out of here.